What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. The DOJ, are they protecting the Biden crime family? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Man, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my goodness, the DOJ. Now, this is an interesting story because you remember when they impeached President Trump, over a phone call. You remember President Trump had the phone call with Zelensky talking about all of the corruption of Joe Biden. So they decided to impeach President Trump over that. You remember? I recall because even Adam Schiff, he was reading the transcript, completely lying about what's in the transcript. But then when he got caught in the lie, he said, oh, it was just a parody. I was doing a parody. He was lying and he got caught lying. And as a result of him lying so much, Adam Schiff has been censored. And this is the reason why he's leaving the House and trying to run in the Senate and trying to become a senator so he can retire as a senator and not a failed House representative. But either way, he's still a liar. The very fact that the Democrats will not allow the audio recording of Joe Biden to be heard says a lot. Now, when they were talking about the audio recording with President Trump with Zelensky, they completely released it. President Trump said, yeah, let him hear it. There's nothing wrong in it. It was a perfect phone call. And then the Democrats still tried to take that and use it against President Trump because they were like, oh, this is something that we can weaponize against President Trump. Let's do it. Completely backfired on him. But here, another case. Joe Biden, there's an audio tape with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is innocent, then the DOJ should say, yes, here it is. Go ahead, listen to it. Nothing to hear here, nothing to see here. But for some reason, and we know the reason, the DOJ is fighting, trying to prevent that information from getting out. But before we get to that story, I want to talk about something that's happening in California. And it's really affecting a lot of people, not just in California, but you know what? It's going to affect other people throughout the country. California raised their minimum wage to $20, which is causing businesses to already shut down. They're closing their doors. They can't sustain it. And this is all by design. Me personally, I believe that the reason why the local state government in the state of California is doing this is so that China can come in and just purchase all of the businesses, all of the land, all of the apartment complexes, all of the homes for pennies on the dollar. They're going to make it cheap as possible for China to come in and purchase all of it. And Gruesome Newsom and the Democrats, they're all behind it. Personally, I think they all should go to prison for doing this. But that's just my personal beliefs on this. Let me share some of this with you. Listen how devastating this is because it's causing so many problems. And the reason why I say it's affecting the rest of the country is because the people that live in California, they're going to leave California because they no longer have a job in California, can't get a job in California. And when they leave California, they're going to go to places like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Florida, and they're going to bring the same ideology. They can't figure out why they left California. All they know is liberalism. Because they suffer from liberalism, they can't put two and two together. But listen to this. Oh, let me play it.
Actions certainly have consequences, and for new legislation in California, that means consumers have to pay the price, literally.
The new $20 minimum wage not only leading to layoffs, but also immediate price increases. The New York Post was on the ground scouting out menus.
As Burger King, a Texas Double Whopper, wow, that sounds good. That meal cost $15.09 on March 29th. By April 1st, when the law went into effect, it sprung up to $16.89. That's a 12% increase overnight.
Over at In-N-Out Burger, a favorite across the state, prices shot up by 25 cents. A quarter may not seem like a lot, but let's look at the big picture. Customers across the nation have already been dealing with a 30% spike in fast food prices since 2020.
Unbelievable sticker shock. And unfortunately for our next guest, this new minimum wage ultimately put her out of a job.
Foster's Freeze in Lemoore, California shut down without any notice on Monday, even taking the staff by surprise.
We had gotten a text in the group chat that we were shutting down, and I completely thought it was an April Fool's joke.
Did you guys think that this was an April Fool's joke?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I thought, like, you must be joking. You must be playing with me.
The owner telling our affiliate, quote, last thing I ever wanted was to close down. By Friday night, I knew I was most likely not going to be able to stay open, but I didn't want to ruin their Easter Sunday. Small businesses can't survive a 120% plus minimum wage increase over the last 10 years.
Just because now we don't have a job, and those who are still working in the areas around us that went up to $20 an hour, they got their hours severely cut, and it's a lot less people working on shifts, so their jobs got a lot more difficult.
They're taking away the shot at the American dream for these young people, because we all know, everyone does this. You climb the ladder. You start out, you know, bagging groceries or serving, you know, Frosty creams, and you move up. You get experience, and then you make more money, and you get a better job. You don't have that job. The Democrats are pulling up the economic ladder, leaving people in poverty, not giving them their shot at the American dream. It's shameful.
You know what? That's so true. And it makes me think about the movie Hunger Games. And I went to an event this past weekend, and I was talking to a gentleman there, and I was asking him, did he actually see the movie Hunger Games? And he said, no, I've never watched it. I said, you probably should watch it. See, I know a lot of conservatives don't want to watch it because of the female, the main character in there. She's a total leftist. And see, to get around, going the whole complete story on that, it's just leftists, they believe doing the right thing only belongs on the big screen. But the point is, in the Hunger Games, they create the situation that the people are living in. In Hunger Games, they had everyone that was poor, living dirt poor, scrambling for food, and the Democrats are doing the exact same thing in the real world. So yeah. I encourage you, if you have not watched Hunger Games, I encourage everyone to check it out.
Yeah, well, and you know, just like the Democrats do, they do not think of the effects of
the consequences.
Right. Now, an article in California came out and said why it's good for business, but it's actually done the opposite for business. Will, multiple Pizza Hut locations are closing. In just three counties, in Los Angeles, Orange County, and Riverside, Pizza Hut alone has laid off 1,200 workers.
1,200 workers, Pizza Hut alone. This is California.
Right, hitting the unemployment line, which they already have the highest unemployment in the nation, right? And then, of course, it's hitting the American people, right? The biggest losers are, of course, the consumers, because they're already struggling under inflation and high prices. And now they got to pay even higher prices at fast food restaurants, which is supposed to be affordable food, right? Chipotle said they're increasing their prices by 18%. McDonald's is raising their prices. This is going to happen across the board. But guess what? Pizza Hut, they had to, of course, lay off drivers. Well, guess where that need for delivery is going to shift? It's going to shift to DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, which, guess what? They are saying that their prices are going up.
Yep.
Markups are coming. This is the domino effect,
but
which, of course,
there's actually, I can't remember what city it was in, but Grubhub or Uber Eats and Lyft, not just Grubhub and Uber Eats, but Lyft and Uber, they're shutting their doors down.
Because
they're
of the contract.
Because of what's happening with
the
Democrat policies.
That those businesses, Uber Eats and them, have to offer them benefits, medical benefits. And they said, we can't do it. We're pulling out of California. Do you see the disaster that they are creating in California?
And I believe that they're doing this on purpose for China. For China. So then you have the world leading banker. Right. This is a Breitbart. Can you split screen this? This is a Breitbart, world leading banker. The U.S. establishment has failed. What does that mean?
Yeah.
The U.S. establishment has failed. Well, do we want the establishment to succeed?
And this guy, he's the CEO of Chase, right? He's a big liberal guy. He, of course, endorsed or tried to pay for for Nikki Haley to go up against Trump because he thought she could win, which would then in turn make Biden win. But this guy, he said this in an annual letter to shareholders. He said that he condemned the nation's failing to protect the American dream, economic dynamism and economic opportunities for Americans. He said, from my point of view, our highly charged emotional and political domestic issues are centered around immigration and lack of border security and the fraying of the American dream, particularly for low-income and rural Americans who feel left behind with the growing wealth and prosperity of others around them. And will this $20 minimum wage literally hits the poor people in the back because they're going to lose their jobs?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Everyone is watching right now. How many people do you know live in California? I know a lot of people live in California because I used to live there before I moved to Texas. And I'm so thankful that I got out when I did. Not to say that, you know, it hadn't been a struggle. It's still a struggle even living here in Texas. But I can't even imagine what it's like living in California right now, especially if you're a student, you're trying to pay for, you know, some meals and trying to pay for different things that you need going to school, for college. This is going to crush everything. It's going to be a dominoes effect. April 1st is a straight up dominoes effect that's going to happen in California. And I can only imagine what it's going to look like in California 3 years from now. If this continues down this path. Now, the only way that the people in California can actually reverse this, they have to get rid of every single Democrat in political office. They have to do it this November. Every single one that they can, they're going to have to get rid of them. But liberalism, they're suffering from it so bad that so many of them have TDS. They would rather the state of California to collapse and just become crime-ridden, just uninhabitable, if that means they don't have to have President Trump as president. Yeah. They'll do that. They would rather have all of this happen to them right now because they still haven't put two and two together. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and you know, you would think it'd be common sense, well, in California.
You would think.
California is now seeing its biggest deficit in history, $73 billion in deficit. And there's fight among the legislators of how they're going to fix this. And now they're going to lose the business of Pizza Hut and other places leaving the state. That's money in their pocket because they can no longer survive under the policies of the Democrat Party in California. Like I said, this is going to be a huge domino effect. They already have the highest unemployment. They also have the lowest people working,
and then,
right?
Yes.
And this is gonna kill California.
And then on top of that, California is one of the biggest states for the illegal immigrants coming into the country.
Yep.
Because you notice they don't really ever talk about California, because California is a sanctuary state. Not just cities within California. They have a sanctuary state. They pretty much have wide open doors. You can see the people coming across the southern border in California. And it's like the local media won't even report on it because they're the government, the local state government media. So they've been told to been hush hush about it, or they would be talking about it constantly. But you don't hear nothing ever comes out of California out of the news organization there, or if they do talk about it, it's very minimal. Not enough for it to hit the national news, but we know that it's happening. The only reason why Texas is in the news because you have Governor Abbott playing a role like he's trying to stop it, right? You have the Texas National Guard here trying to stop it, fighting against the Biden regime. That's the only reason why you hear about Texas, but you don't hear about California. You hear just the opposite in California. So they are purposely doing this. And remember, let me remind everybody that the leader from China just visited California not too long ago, and Gavin Newsom cleaned the streets so he can present it to them. Like, here's the property that you can come buy. We're going to clean it up for you. But as soon as you leave, it's going to go trash again. When we come back We're going to talk about the DOJ and the corruption.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. So let me remind you, you remember when President Trump was in office and the first time they impeached President Trump? I'll never forget it. President Trump was at the United Nations and he was telling the United Nations that the United States of America would never become a socialist country. Never. And President Trump could not leave the building before Nancy Pelosi went before the cameras and said, okay, we've had it. We got to impeach him. She said that President Trump forced our hands. And they used Ukraine to try to do so. They were making up. They were grasping for straws. They said, OK, let's find something. Let's make something out of this because we're already proceeding with this impeachment against President Trump. So they were grasping for straws. And what they ended up with was a phone call that President Trump was inquiring about the corruption that Joe Biden was doing when he was VP. And of course, the Democrats will protect other demons. That's what they do. And they tried to use that against President Trump, saying that he was searching for information against his political opponent. Now, President Trump didn't put Joe Biden in jail. There was no indictments against Joe Biden. There was no charges against Joe Biden. There was no civil suits against Joe Biden. And then you hear the Democrats, they'll go, because there was no reason to do so. But the Democrats made up a phone call reason to impeach President Trump. The same reason why they made up these reasons to indict President Trump. Do you see what's happening here? You actually have Joe Biden and the Democrats committing the crimes that they're saying President Trump is doing. But yet Joe Biden and the Democrats don't get charged for it, but they charge President Trump. Now, the DOJ has an audio recording of Joe Biden. And if there's nothing wrong in this audio recording, then why not release it? They did on President Trump. And again, remember, I just mentioned Adam Schiff when he was talking about the transcript. Remember Adam Schiff? He was reading the transcript. Remember, he was reading it. Before the American people, he was reading it. And he said, this is what it said, blah, 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 blah. And we were sitting there looking at him like, man, this is like really damaging. President Trump actually said this stuff. And then come to find out, they were saying that wasn't in the transcript. And then Adam Schiff had to say that he was doing a parody. He was lying. So without anyone doing a parody or anything, why won't the DOJ just release it? Why won't they do that? So look at this. The Justice Department rejects House GOP bid to obtain audio of Biden interview with special counsel. Why would they reject that? If there's nothing to hide there, if Joe Biden did no wrong, don't you think that the Justice Department should say, yeah, here you go. Here it is right here. But The bigger problem here is that the Justice Department is covering it up right in front of our faces. This is the most maddening thing ever. They're supposed to uphold the law, but they're not doing it. They're protecting an actual criminal, which is Joe Biden. And the reason why they're protecting the criminal is because I believe that the DOJ is complicit with it. The DOJ is involved. There's people inside of it that's involved with the criminal activities of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the whole lot of them, and even some rhinocrats. They're all involved in this criminal activity, and they don't want the American people to know about it. See, they're supposed to be doing the will of the people, but they're doing just the opposite. They're doing the will of the establishment and the elites, the ones that's tearing up this country, the ones that's destroying this country. And they made it a personal vendetta against President Trump and the American people to go after President Trump to try to crush him. Over this past weekend, I actually had a conversation with this young lady, and she's from California. And she said, and she was ramping and raving, saying, "Well, I'm from the northern part of California where all the conservatives are." This is what she was telling me. I was like, okay, cool. Because I know a lot of conservatives in California don't like the direction of California. I do. There are a lot, but there's some people that call themselves Christians Republicans that don't even get what's happening there. But I'm sitting there talking to her, and she doesn't like President Trump. She goes, anybody but Trump, but she calls herself a conservative, right? She's one of those that's not getting it. What really stuck out to me is that she's sitting there talking about President Trump with these indictments. She's believing it, all fraudulent. These charges, all fraudulent. She's believing it. And the thing that got her to stop talking to me, because she was like really surprised I was having a conversation with her, right? Because she knew that I was a Trump supporter. But the thing that got her to stop talking to me about it is when I would not go along with her big lie that the election of 2020 wasn't stolen. See, you can't go to that. She said, "Oh, I thought you were going to say that." She says, "Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say that the election was stolen." No, and I said, "It absolutely was stolen. It absolutely was." And she just kind of like looked at me. And before she went into the same spiel that they always say, I said, "Judges, they never, ever take up cases when it comes to election integrity. They never take them up. When they were taking all of these cases to these federal judges, what did they do with them? They threw them out. There's a hidden written rule with all of them. When it's a political dispute about elections, what have you, they throw them out 9 times out of 10. They throw them out. But I'm really happy that Mike Lindell actually taken the case to the Supreme Court. So hopefully, just hopefully, they will do the right thing and actually look into it, because we can't have a repeat of 2020, because if we have a repeat of 2020, the country is 100% lost. Well, listen to this one, Brian Donalds, what he's actually talking about the DOJ and all of the information that they're holding back and not allowing the American people to hear it.
I think that Merrick Garland withholding this audio recording from Congress is frankly a terrible precedent. Consider the fact that you had Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats impeach Donald Trump over a phone call with Vladimir Zelensky. Donald Trump releases the transcript and they're saying, "Oh, yes, see, this proves it." No, that the transcript absolved Donald Trump. And that's how crazy and radical the Democrats are. You compare that to the fact that Merrick Garland won't release an audio recording of the president of the United States. That is a mockery and it is a shame. He should be held in contempt if he doesn't comply.
He should be held in contempt if he doesn't comply. But you know what? They're not going to comply. They're going to string it along as much as possible and cover up all of the criminal activities that Joe Biden's been up to.
I mean, they've been doing it on every single case that the Judiciary Committee's brought up. I mean, they have been so uncooperating. I've never seen anything like it. And it's not just one break. I mean, it's the DOJ, it's Homeland Security, it's the archives, it's all of them. All of them are protecting Joe Biden. And you know what? And then they get upset because they say Trump needs to go in there and clean house. And they go, oh, why would he have to do such a thing? Well, because it's all corrupt. There's literally a two-tier justice system.
Yes, just double standards.
And double standards.
It's double standards. You know what it made me think about as well? You know, remember during when President Trump was in office, they kept saying no one was above the law. You notice they're not saying that right now? You notice they're not constantly repeating that right now? No one is above the law? See, they were saying that no one is above the law except... See, we couldn't hear that part because they quietly said that part in their head. No one is above the law except for us. We are the lawmakers. We make the laws. The laws don't apply to us. This is what they were saying. But see, President Trump, he's not in the legislative branch. He doesn't make up laws. He'll sign them into law, but he doesn't make up the law. Right? He can sign them or he can veto them. But the Democrats, they all say that no one's above the law because they make up the law and because they do the criminal activity, which, I mean, in our faces. This is the United States of America, and it's almost like we're seeing a repeat of Rome, of it failed. Like Rome just falling all over again. And I guess the Democrats are saying, well, when in Rome? Well, listen to this one. Here's another prime example of this. The DOJ fighting for criminals instead of going after them.
Oversight Chairman James Comer released a statement saying, quote, the Biden administration does not get to determine what Congress needs and does not need for its oversight of the executive branch. The American people demand transparency from their leaders, not obstruction. Dr. Gorka, what happens next here?
Well, I'd like to see Chairman Comer show a bit of bloody backbone. I remember my friend Michelle Bachmann, when she was a congresswoman, they illegally classified training documents that I had written for the FBI about jihadi ideology, unclassified documents. And the FBI didn't want to hand them over. They wanted to ban people like me from teaching at Quantico. So what did she do? After asking the attorney general and the director of the FBI multiple times to see the documents, they refused. So what did Michelle do? Because she's a patriot. She marched over to the FBI headquarters, demanded to see the documents, and sat in the basement going through them until she found out the illegality of what the Obama administration was doing. So show some stinking backbone, Chairman Comer, and walk over to the DOJ, because if you don't get those documents, if you don't get those audio files, guess what? You're not in control of the administrative state. There is no congressional oversight. If you, as a chairman, can simply be stonewalled by Biden's lackeys. We know it's not Merrick Garland. We know it's Lisa Monaco. President Trump said it. Obama lackeys run this administration, and it looks like the Republicans just want to roll over for them.
You know what? That's a really good question. I don't know why he just doesn't walk over there and say, hand him here. Hand the audio tape over. Hand it over. I mean, like you were just mentioning off camera, that they have constitutional rights to do so.
They have oversight.
They have oversight. That's the whole purpose of all of this. He can actually walk over there and say, hand it here.
Yeah, and they're blocking
him. Why won't he do that, though?
And that's a good question, too. I understand what he's saying. Get a backbone. You know, we think the subpoenas have power, but it doesn't have power because the Biden administration and our Homeland Security and Department of Justice, they no longer give value to a subpoena when it applies to a Democrat. Now, when it applies to the Trumps and the Trump family and the Trump administration all day long, oh, they defied a subpoena.
And you know why that
you
is,
remember
right?
what Biden said about the J6ers that defy subpoenas. He said they should be gone after.
Yes.
And yes. But here... it's like, well, not us.
But you know why that is, right? Because they know that you, as a conservative Christian, Republican, you adhere to the law. That's the reason why they do this. And they know that Democrats, they don't adhere to the law. They don't care. They'll look the other way because they're accustomed to them doing wrong things. So it's perfectly fine for Democrats to do it. They have no qualms about it. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me remind you of something that I've been doing here myself, and this is the PamperWithGrace.com. Pamper with Grace, and a lot of people are starting to get really familiar with this because it's such an awesome product. It's done so much for me. Now, I can't explain it, but my father and my grandfather, they had a full head of hair. And for some reason, I started losing my hair. And I'm like, what is going on? My hair is thinning out. I started feeling like, you know, cautious about it. I was like thinking, you know what? Maybe it's just time for me to cut all my dreadlocks off. And for those of you who can't tell, I got dreadlocks. So I have like full head of hair. But then it started thinning out. I'm like, what is going on? Is it stress? What's going on? Because you know what was happening with my Facebook page? And I still need your support on that too. But I was like, what is going on here? But and I wasn't even thinking about it. I started taking this elixir at pamperwithgrace.com and not even thinking that this is going to be one of the things that's going to benefit me. My hair started growing back. Started growing back in places. I'm like, oh, wow, what's this? I got hair growing here on my head. I was like, what in the world? So I'm like, right now, I don't want to live without it. I'm so happy that my hair is growing back. So now I don't have a reason to have to cut my dreadlocks off. I was always had this impression that, you know, I'm probably going to die with my dreadlocks because I like them. Now, I have trimmed them. You know, I've cut them like every year. I cut like maybe a foot off because I don't want them really long. You know, some you see some of these people have them really long. But nonetheless, I like my hair. Not to say that I'm like Samson in the Bible, but I kind of think about it like that sometimes. I'm just saying. But I don't equate myself to being like Samson. It's just, but you know, there are people in the Bible that had, you know, like Samson had long hair and was really strong. But this elixir is not just for hair. It's so many other benefits. And another benefit that we talk about all the time was one of the biggest benefits that I didn't see personally, but Shannon did herself. And that was, you know, when women become of a mature age, you know, men go through it too. And I guess it's kind of helping out with that. There's a thing called menopause, you know, but women go through menopause and it's just a natural order of things. That's just the way it is. And some women, they breeze right through it. But a lot of women, they do, you know, have the hot flashes and everything that comes with it. So Shannon has a story, and once she found out that it knocked hers out, I can't keep one. Like, I get this empty box here. Why do I have the empty box here? Just to show you that it's empty. Here,
yeah, I'll say.
I'll prove it. She took all of them out of it.
Actually, that's...
When she realized that it was going to help her with her menopause and the hot flashes, I'll be lucky to have one.
Yeah, I have to say, this month, and in fact, we picked them up today, we got two boxes.
Oh, you got two boxes now.
Yeah, because honestly, I can't live without it. You're starting to see improvement. And I wish I like to say I was going to be one of those people that breeze through premenopause. But guess what? I am actually cruising through it now. Thanks to Bella Grace, I have to say, no hot flashes. But well, I'm actually starting to see a difference with my hair, too. The texture of my hair is changing. It is softer. I want to say it feels thicker. Like the shine is different.
Yeah,
it's just... different because I actually was starting to feel like the texture of my hair I was starting to hate because I'm getting older and I thought, what is going on with my hair? Like, I do not like it. But now my hair is soft, that it feels thicker, and I'm loving it.
Is that why I constantly see you playing with it? Even while we're sitting here,
yeah, you're like constantly now.
You're constantly pulling on your hair.
You could totally feel the difference now. I love it too. And you know what else I love? I love the fact that I'm starting to also see now that we're into our second month, I'm starting to see that I'm not as achy when I get out of bed. Like, you know, the older you get, you kind of feel like you got stretched out in the morning, you know? Now I'm starting to feel like I'm not as achy and is, you know, I can get up and have more energy.
But so how long did it take you? Because I noticed a lot of people wonder how long did it take for them to get to see any kind of results.
We're just starting our second month. So
for me, I started seeing results like on the second and the third week of me taking them. I started seeing results. Now, Shannon, she saw them. I mean, she wasn't even thinking about it helping her with her hot flashes.
And
days later, she go, wait a minute. I haven't had a hot flash.
I was so excited, right?
Wait a minute.
And I was having consistently. Yes. So consistent.
We were sitting here in the studio. We had the AC going, uh-huh. And she would have a fan on her, and she was still talking about the hot flashes.
Yeah, and so really, it was almost automatic for me, which, like you said, it was a total surprise.
It was like I noticed about 2 to 3 weeks.
But listen to this testimony, because we're not the only ones experiencing something. Listen to this lady right here.
Yeah, this is good here. Listen to this.
It's just amazing what I'm seeing, not only in my own personal well-being and inner and outer beauty transformation. Greater mobility is a really big thing for me. More ease of movement, incredible increased vitality, energy. What I'm seeing in the community of people that I've shared the product with, it's just overwhelming in the collective ongoing transformations that I'm seeing. We just really love it. And the efficacy is like nothing I've ever represented.
So for me, you know, the reason why I talk about it is not just to get you to purchase it. And if you do decide to purchase it, do the subscription. You get a discount when you do the subscription. Right. You can cancel it within 30 days. You can do the 30 days challenge. If you don't like it in 30 days, you can get your money back even as well. I mean, it's really a win-win. But for me, I like it. I never thought that I would have something that would actually show this much of a change in my physical body. So for me, it really does something really great. And now I'm like wondering, like, man, can I actually live without this? You know, I want to continue to have my hair grow. And I am getting a little bit older. I'm getting older. I mean, it is what it is, you know, and I like to preserve some of the, you know, my youth as much as possible.
Yeah. And you know what? Well, next week, we're actually having one of the doctors from Bella Grace here on our show next Wednesday.
Oh, that's nice.
So you know what? She's going to talk a little bit about this formulation, how it's helping people. But I want you guys, if you're on the fence about trying it or you have questions for the doctor, go ahead and email us at uniteamericafirst.com. And let us know what your questions are for the doctor. I'm sorry, I should have said contact@uniteamericafirst.com. Give us your questions for the doctor. We'll ask her. We'll get your answers your questions answered so you can get off of that fence and buy this product and start feeling better.
We'll monitor the comment section as well during that day.
Yeah, and, you know, so. I've asked people, you know, I sent out an email to some of the people that have already purchased it. Mm-hmm. It might have gone to your spam if you didn't receive it because I want to know how you guys are doing. I want to know what you guys are experiencing. And I only got one person to give me feedback.
Yeah, so once we get enough of them, we'll put the comment. We should even the one that we got, we should still put it up on the screen.
Yeah, we'll be better about it.
Even that one. We'll just put it on the screen. So if you want your comment, well, I'll put your comment on the screen with us. So, all right. Hey, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how the Democrats are working in overdrive to try to keep your vote and to tear down the country even more through the womb. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me tell you about the Democrats this coming election, 2024. You know what they're running on? They're running on being able to kill children. They don't like the fact that President Trump just did a video talking about how he's fighting to protect lives. You remember President Trump, because of President Trump, Roe versus Wade was sent back to the states for the states to decide, the people in the states, which the Democrats are highly upset about that, which I don't understand why they are upset when they constantly say that majority of the country want abortion. If that's the case, then there's nothing to worry about. It's almost like saying majority of the country wants to breathe air. Majority of the people in the country want to breathe air. You know, you don't have to talk about it because we all want to breathe air, right? But then they go, but then they try to bring in climate change, right? But the whole thing is the Democrats are running on. They're running on killing the unborn child. Look at this right here. It's 210 Democrats. I wish they would go ahead and put the N in there. 210 Democrats voted against bill requiring medical care for babies born alive. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Born alive after an abortion attempt. So the baby, they tried to abort the baby, tried to kill the baby, right? And then they had the baby, put the baby on a cold metal table. The baby is kicking. The baby's crying. The baby's like, mommy, mommy, mommy. Instinct of a baby, of a child. And 210 Democrats said, nope, kill it.
Yep, every single Democrat kill said.
That human being, yep, that's on the cold, hard table.
Is that disgusting, Will? It's absolutely disgusting.
That's exactly what this is.
That's who they are. They are evil people. And if this doesn't demonstrate that for you, I don't know what it can. But you're right, Will. Every single Democrat voted against this Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Kit. And basically it says, the legislation says, legal that once the attempted abortion fails, that baby becomes a legal person for all purposes under the laws of the United States, and that doctors should be reasonably diligent and conscientious health care practitioner would render life-saving attempts to keep the baby alive.
So the Democrats, and you know, I have had people send me messages and say, Will, stop calling them Democrats. You got, split screen it again. You got crap like this, and they have the nerve, the audacity to send me messages not to call them Democrats. Someone's asking for the source of this article, Shannon. Could you put that in the Rumble link for me, please?
I can. It is Fox News, yeah, but I will Fox put News. It in there. Democrats said that the bill would interfere with families' medical decisions. What are you talking about? So when you say stuff like that, Will, it's literally a comment like, well, if a mom gets mad with her five-year-old and she decides that the child's too mentally ill and she wants to take it out, that's considered a medical decision. I mean, come on, it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
At what point does the child's life mean anything?
Yeah.
At what point does the child's life mean anything? Does the child's life mean anything at any point? Is there any point? I mean, here's another article that was on Breitbart. Let's put the screenshot up here. Dissident Catholics slam Vatican condemnation of abortion.
Condemnation
of abortion, gender theory. So the Pope, which has gone completely woke for the most part, he's still not for abortion.
Yeah, so listen to
this. He's still not for abortion,
right?
But he's for the same sex marriage, right? He's still pushing for that.
Well, no, he's not.
To an extent. To an extent.
He said that they can be blessed like anybody else. Okay, so you can't bless the marriage.
To an extent, he's.
But you can't bless the people.
He just come right out and said it's an abomination. It goes against God, but he didn't say that.
Right. Well, even
but
with this
right here.
Yeah, on Monday.
Wait a minute. So they're slamming the Vatican condemnation of the abortion. condemnation of abortion. They're slamming him.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So listen to this.
Yeah, it says, on Monday, the Vatican published a declaration called Dignitas Infinita, in which the church reiterated its longstanding rejection of surrogacy, abortion, gender fluidity, provoking outrage from progressive Catholic lobby groups who had hoped for greater doctrinal change under Pope Francis. We're talking about doctrinal change. Well, God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. Listen to this. It says, in its approach to gender, the document relies on the outdated theology of gender essentialism, which claims that a person's physical appearance is central evidence of the person's natural gender identity. That's what these basically progressive groups are saying. That similarly, Jamie Manson, the president of pro-abortion Catholics for Choice, said in a doctrine on abortion, contraception, and pregnancy has forced countless of women, many of those poorest of the poor, to give birth. That she said this is violence against women. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? This is violence against women. What about violence against the unborn child? What about that? Don't forget to put that article for the 210 Democrats into the Rumble chat.
I'll do that.
I mean, what is that? What is that? This is we're living in a world where everything is upside down, and these demons they're fighting for the killing, to be able to kill children. Talking about, but you're taking the rights away from women if you don't allow them to just willy nilly kill children. There's some cases where they want to kill the children up to 2 years after the fact, like. Woke liberals go, well, you know what? I've kind of changed my mind about this child. I just can't deal with it any longer. I just want to do away with it. And they're trying to make it okay for the woke parents to just kill the child. Is there a heartbeat still? Is there a heartbeat? Well, like I said, the Democrats, they're running on abortion. They're running trying to tell women that if you do not vote for the Democrat Party, that the Republicans are going to take your right away. The part they don't say, the way they don't say it, is that if you don't vote for the Democrat Party, the Republicans are going to take your right away to murder a child. They think it should be a very good thing for you to murder a child. Listen to Nancy Pelosi as she's asked about the 15-week ban being pushed to a 6-week ban on MSDNC. And all she can say is that we got to win so we can murder, 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 kill, kill, kill. Listen.
You mentioned Florida, the 15-week ban, which is about to become a 6-week ban. What are your questions about the integrity of the elections there? You made the point that you had questions about whether the election would.
Oh, in Florida, I don't know. I think if you have all the money in the world, go spend some in Florida. Otherwise, let's just win the election elsewhere. Now, my friends in Florida will not like that. But the fact is, we have to win. We have to win this. Joe Biden is, you know, he's a beautiful vision for America. He knows the issues. He knows the strategy of how to get things done. Greatest record of a president in that first 2 years when we had the majority in comparable to Lyndon Johnson, Franklin Roosevelt. He didn't have as long a stay, but nonetheless, for when he was there, and an empathetic person who cares about America. And we have this guy who's out there saying, oh, I'm proud of overturning Roe v. Wade, and now states can make up their mind. And what he said they can use their faith. I mean, he had them.
Listen to this. Because this is a straight up demonic demon. Listen to this part here. I'm like, does she even, and they're not even talking about what she says here. And Shannon, you haven't even heard this part. Listen to this. Listen.
I don't even know what the word is, the call. She's the word faith about how they make these decisions.
So, Madam Speaker, let's turn to Israel.
So now they want to turn to Israel. But you notice she doesn't like the fact that President Trump acknowledges God. This is what it really comes down to. And she's talking about their faith. I don't know what it is, you know, something about Jesus.
You have
their
the gall to cite faith as your reason for not wanting to abort babies? That's ridiculous.
I mean, just blatant. Wow.
Wow. But that's how they are.
They deflect from that. Oh, let's talk about Israel now. Get off of this because she just said something that because Christians that, you know, people that call themselves Christians watch this and they probably won't even notice it. The Christians that watch this crap probably won't even notice it. They'll probably just overlooked it and said, well, she messed up what she was trying to say.
Well, they'll
and
they say
I understand what she was trying to say. What was she trying to say?
I know what they'll say. They'll say, oh, that's separation of church and state. That's why she said that. You know that's what they're going to say. Will they say the same thing over and over and over?
Yeah, they make
even
up some kind of excuse.
Even though it's not true, even though it has no base to it, all they do are parrots of the Democrat speaking points. That's what they are.
They repeat. That's why they're called the government state media. That's why they are called the government state media. And it's just wow. I mean, just wow. They're running on the whole notion that killing the unborn child is the way to go. And that anyone who gets in the way of that should be crushed. I'm thankful that President Trump was actually able to put Supreme Court justices on the court that actually adhere to the U.S. Constitution. And as I mentioned a minute ago, if the majority of the country want abortion, then why are they so afraid? Why are they so concerned? Because that means you. That wouldn't mean me. If majority of the country wants abortion, I guess you and I, we're the very few that don't want it then, right? Because other than that, every single state would be electing abortion as a valuable means of killing the child. That's what they want us to believe. And a lot of people don't want to talk about abortions. A lot of people have, you know, people in the past have had abortions and they've repented about it. And for some people, it is a sore subject because they know somebody. And then you talk about even President Trump was bringing up that he would make exceptions for incest, rape, or the health, the survival of the mother. You know, these are decisions that the doctors would need to make. But just being able to abort the child because, put it this way. Democrats go into the black neighborhood and convince black women to have an abortion because they say if you, they don't even, not just black women, but they tell women in general, let me put it this way, to abort their child for their career. A child is going to hinder you from having your career. This is what they're telling women. And a lot of women are aborting children so they don't have to take responsibility for their actions. Now, when a woman does have the child, they want the man to take responsibility for his actions. I think when the woman becomes pregnant, both of them should have to take responsibility for their actions. You disagree with me? That's fine. That's what I believe. I believe that we have to be a nation that takes responsibility for what we do as an individual, as a country. As a people, we have to take responsibility because if we don't, then lawlessness, destruction follows 100%. And the crazy thing is, you know that I'm right. You know what I'm saying is right. You know what I'm saying is right. Are we at the end here? Mm-hmm. It's 100% correct. But that's it for me, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Look, do me a huge favor. Do me a huge favor. Use promo code WILL to get the best deals at MyPillow.com. That's promo code WILL. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow. Take care. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.